insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Now let's listen to the second verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين.
The unmarried woman or unmarried man found guilty of sexual intercourse, lash each one of them with 100 lashes, and do not be taken by pity for them in the religion of Allah, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day, and let a group of the believers witness their punishment.
As you were previously with us, dear listeners, and we concluded in the previous episodes, we mentioned that this verse contains three commandments. The first commandment is the commandment of punishing fornicatress and fornicator. And also the verse puts emphasis on the matter of not being triggered by compassion and sentiments while executing the punishments prescribed by the Almighty Allah. The third commandment was the commandment of the attendance of a group of believers in that very place where the judgment of punishment, where that ordinance is being executed and the sentence that Almighty Allah has set is being carried out. That is because of what that wrong action has manifested in the society. And for cleaning that, some people must be present at the scene. So those people have to be believers. This is what the verse of the Holy Quran says. Now, based on different parts of this verse, we will try to infer some points regarding different parts. The point is that the function of women in creating unlawful relations and preparing preliminaries of fornication is more considerable than that of men. And on the contrary, in some sins like stealth, men have more function. So in this verse, the Arabic word zaniya, or fornicatress, precedes the word zani and fornicator. So the verse says, az-zaniyatu waz-zani. First, the fornicatress, and then the fornicator. The second point is that in order to correct the wrongdoer, and in order actually to protect the public chastity, bodily punishment is necessary. It's not just enough to make sure that they have understood, they have taken their lessons, and they will be on the right path from now on. No. Bodily punishment is necessary for correcting the wrongdoer, and also people, those believers who have to attend at the scene, they must know that this bodily punishment is there for correcting their society. Because the verse says, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدَ. This is explicitly saying that ordinance. Dear listeners, there are some other points that we will talk about later on, so stay with us.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
series
of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing some of the points regarding this second verse of chapter Nur. Now, as you know, the verse says, فَجْلِدُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا. Scourge you, each one of them. So, what we understand is that in a liaison and intimacy, both parties must be punished equally. Although the word zaniya precedes the word zani, the fornicatress must be punished first, and this is what the verse suggests, but both parties must be punished equally. Each one of them. فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا. And another point that can be understood from the verse is that the amount of punishment must be measured by the Almighty Allah. So, مِئَةَ جَلْدَةٍ is what the Almighty Allah has prescribed for such wrongdoings. And in punishing wrongdoers, it is forbidden to be influenced by compassions and sentiments. You do not have the right to actually improvise on your own, to move further based on your own judgments. No, this is the divine ordinance, and the punishment is prescribed by the Almighty Allah. 100 stripes, مِئَةَ جَلْدَةٍ. And compassion and kindness must be inside the range of religion. Religion says where to use and apply kindness and compassion. And of course, this religion is the religion of mercy and compassion and kindness. But when that wrongdoing has surfaced the society, it has been manifested, then there is no room for kindness and compassion, because this is when the society raises and the question about the corruption in the society is raised. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.